Welcome to AfterBuzz TV After Show. We are talking EJ NYC. Are you ready to do the most? Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. NYC, you guys. So EJ from Rich Kids of Beverly Hills is now in NYC, and we are going to talk about these first three episodes. My name is Kalima. You can follow me everywhere at Kalima Music Art Wisdom, and you are definitely going to want to stalk my co-host. Tell them about your, what's your tag?
Hi, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me at Jennifer Leone TV on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby and on Instagram at Miss Airy Baby LA.
Yes. So this last episode, guys, what were your thoughts? Like, so much going on first in these first three episodes. Like, okay, so the latest episode, I mean, everybody's literally doing the most. What can you guys tell me about, like, EJ going from Rich Kids of Beverly Hills here? Like, that is, you know, a culture shock for anybody, but for some reason he felt like New York is where he wants to be, and I guess it was mainly for fashion, which I think, you know, we're definitely going to talk about, you know, the trials and tribulations he's already coming across with fashion. But tell me what do you guys think about this, his new friends, how different it is from Rich Kids?
I think it's fitting.
Yeah?
I think it's so fitting for him. I'm happy that he's in a new city and they changed the name, EJ NYC.
Yeah.
And it's I think, a big move for him, and it's a good move.
Yeah.
Because everything out in LA, I feel like, you know, is given to him.
Right.
And to do the most, he needs to
really
be the most and really work for it.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a lot of rude awakenings this season.
Right, a lot of surprises, you know, and definitely some more challenges for him, but he will do the most because he is EJ.
Yes. I love the fact that he's going back because he went to school in New York, and that's how he and Kyle met.
Oh, okay.
So I like the fact that New York is a little more blunt than LA,
I think,
is. Like,
I noticed everyone
here,
even wears black, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they
and
take
fur.
Yeah,
fur.
And fur. And I love it. I mean, I'm loving the fashion for sure. I love that he's bringing that, you know, where we're really getting to see the culture of NYC, but definitely more of the high-end culture, which we love. If you watch Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, this is why you're following EJ NYC, because, you know, we want to see that other side of life. But his friends, though, I love EJ, because I feel like EJ's real. Even though he has a lot of money, I feel like he's real, and I feel like he's really good at, like, being honest and, like, transparent about who he is and how he feels, like, even when he was in that therapy session. But his friends, like, well, they say opposites attract, but let's kind of go down the line of his friends. Okay, so we've got EJ and, should we talk about EJ and DJ first?
Oh, Anthony?
Yeah.
Okay. That whole thing was a mess.
Yeah,
let's talk about that first. Since, you know, we're doing all three episodes, let's just start off with the first drama. I think that was so weird. I mean, we talked about that a little bit at our Rich Kids of Beverly Hills after show because it transitioned into it so fast. We didn't know we were watching EJ NYC.
Yeah, it did.
So, we were watching it, and I don't know. That whole situation, I just feel like if you're a person who just is an opportunist and just looking for that next best thing.
Right.
I get that Elisa's young.
Yeah.
But she should just, you know.
Right.
She's learning that lesson, feel like.
And one of the main events was Elisa, EJ's sister, she had this birthday party.
Okay.
And it was her 21st birthday. And I guess she has this new French boyfriend. What's his name?
Anthony.
Wait,
Anthony,
that's
yes.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
So fine. Yes, you're right. So fine,
yeah,
right?
He's cute.
He's so gorgeous, but she kind of still is in love with her ex and decides to accompany him to the restroom as if this is just a casual, let me help you find the restroom, and like, we could, like,
say what you want about, I know how you feel about Anthony, but say what you want, that was shady. Like, why are you going in the bathroom with your ex-boyfriend that you admitted a couple days earlier that you still might have a little feelings for? That was
again
wrong.
She's young.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's making all these mistakes on camera. It's like,
I don't you think don't... that you can't, like, even at 21, you know, like,
oh, she has 21. Like,
yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah, her friend, like, brought it up to her, well, if you were in their shoes, like, she wouldn't have it. What you mean you went to the bathroom with your ex? Like, no. But I don't know. I feel like the relationship, it drove, you know, a separation between her and her family, and it's not worth it.
Not worth it.
If your own brother, like, if your own brother is not staying in the house with you, and this is supposed to be your house together, it's not worth it.
Family first.
Right.
Always.
I love how EJ was celebrating every time they talked about Alisa and Anthony breaking up. He just gave a little woo he every was so time. Happy.
Well, you know, it's kind of crazy because they seem like close to me, but it blew me away that, like, she didn't believe him when he said that he tried to come at him first. What do you mean? Your brother has no reason to lie. Why? Because he just doesn't want you to be with him, and he's gonna, like, make up. I don't get that from EJ. I don't get that sort of, like, you know, what is it, like, a malicious sort of energy.
Right.
I don't get that from him.
I think that whole thing is just wrong.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm happy.
Alisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, obviously happy that they cut it off early in the show,
because it's hard when you're living with someone. She seemed to be able to, like, you know, take it. She was strong. It was very soon. Yeah, very soon she decided to let the relationship go. I was surprised.
But
by
I still
that.
Think that had to do with DJ. I think it that's did. Because he came back in the picture.
True,
and
true.
She was like, can't, you know, weasel my way back in there.
But I don't even think that's the thing. Like, I don't even think that relationship's gonna...
Oh, it's not, but
it's
I mean...
It's the past, but he wasn't the friend.
But she just had
Anthony.
Emotions, and mm-hmm. if she went to the bathroom on her birthday with her ex... Obviously, she was, like, talking.
He's
blah,
always
going
to be a part of her heart. We have mm-hmm. everyone has
blah,
that
blah,
one
blah.
Person
oh, absolutely.
That's always going to have your heart, even if they're not going to be in your life. You're probably going to be at their funeral, if nothing else, because you love them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But I will say she likes the boys with the accents.
Oh, I love
DJ's accent.
I love an accent. There is
talking
not an accent.
Wait, can we talk about this? Because we were all talking about this before the show. We were talking about who we like, because this is a new show, so we're talking about, you know, what we like, what we don't. And the first thing that these girls said, those accents.
Yes. No, and I've heard a lot of French accents, you know.
I'm not into it, though, so
I
cannot be on the same page.
So,
I don't
accents
mind it.
At all, or just...
I mean, it's not really the thing that would do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that...
I think that he stayed as long as he did because of his accent and the way he looks.
Oh, yeah.
That French accent, though, is just, like...
It's not
me,
attractive.
For me, it's not. But,
no.
I mean, I get it. Okay, girls,
go. There are definitely some accents that aren't, like, the greatest, but...
I mean, like, Borat's, I'm not...
Yeah.
You know, but if
I think you just get... We're just so used to hearing the American, it's like, where are you from?
But
you
even
know?
Still, like, certain New York accents, Boston accents...
True. Chicago
accents.
True.
Accents.
No, you're right. New York is okay, but, like, it's a certain kind of... I don't even think I would care for a New York accent at all.
Really?
Like,
okay.
Chicago, even.
Well, no. See, I'm from Chicago.
I'm talking about international.
So if you're from Chicago and I hear that accent, like, if you say something, I'm like, okay. All right, see, it's a different story. You're into French, I'm into Chicago.
It's just funny, because I'm from D.C., and, like, my friends would tell me that certain guys from D.C., their accent, like, scares them for some reason. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
goodness. And I'm from the South, so I don't really care. Oh. I don't really care too much for, like, Southern accents.
Okay.
You know, not really. But let's move on. Okay. So then we actually find out later, you know, in a couple of episodes, actually, I think this last episode, Alisa is not biologically related to the Johnsons.
Yeah.
And she finally gets to meet with her birth mother, and she wants to bring them together. I thought that was so great. And it's what every orphan goes through. And I think that when she took her mom to lunch and was like, do you mind, like, all of us getting together? I don't know. I was just like, I was really happy that she had the courage to do that, but that's really hard. I mean, I'm not a mother. I don't know if you all are, but but imagine, like, your kid that you raised, that really and truly in your heart is your child, and saying, I want a connection with my birth mother, which, like, by default, there's always going to be a certain, there's... When you
connection,
see that person,
yeah.
you're going to have a connection regardless of who. I mean, I know people who, you know, either were orphans or, you know, weren't necessarily raised by their biological parents, and just seeing them again, for some reason, even if they're not doing good, if they're really toxic for them, they always have some sort of relationship and, you know, connection with them. You know, they want to be around them. So did you guys think that, how did you feel about, you know, like their that whole thing playing out with her talking to her mom and being able to, you know, meet her biological mom and, like, I guess balancing those two families?
She hit the lottery. Yeah. Let's just talk
Let's
about
be
that.
Real. Yeah, she did.
I mean, yeah.
Even you're when Johnson, she was talking yeah. to Pastor Pauline, she was like, to find out that my mother has the same, like, genuine soul that my yeah. adoptive mother, yeah. The only mother that yeah. she knew for a while
yeah.
has, is just like, she's like, I got so lucky.
Yeah.
You know, it
and,
couldn't
and
be
it was
better.
So great to hear her biological mom say all the things that I would think an orphan would want to hear, that every day it was hard for me, like, I didn't want to do it. It you know, it was like 3 days, she said. I think she said 3 days after she was born.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's
that's
so
hard.
Great. Yeah.
So they're literally the only yeah. family until she was about, what did she say, 11 or 12?
Yeah. And she said, found yeah, out. Yeah. Yeah. And then you get to see that you actually have brothers, mm-hmm. you know, it's yeah. it's so great. I love to see that, you know.
I just don't know if I would call her an orphan though, because she did have that
that's true.
Familial connection
yeah.
right off the bat,
super soon.
Yeah.
Some people, most kids, you know, I don't know the statistics, but I'm assuming, you know, it's not all the time where a newborn, you know, is, you know, adopted,
right.
you know. And I know that sometimes it's a preference too. We want a baby from overseas. We want someone that looks close to us, you mm-hmm. know. So it's such a blessing that not only did she get adopted, and it was, you know, it was by a wonderful family, you know. Mm-hmm.
And they were saying it kind of explained why she doesn't like to be lonely.
Yeah.
And even though she has that family connection with yeah. the Johnsons, it's still
it shows,
knowing I'm not from right. you biologically.
And that's really toxic. I've been there before, where I didn't know that I just did not like to be alone, and I found out that it was sort of a codependency issue.
Okay.
And I think that has a lot to do with why, you know, she brought this French guy, moved him in. Let's be real, he's a model. I mean, he might be making money, but
even though he made out with EJ,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on,
that just goes to show, like, I need a man. I yeah. need, yeah. And if that means, as if it's at the cost of hurting someone that I love, that I know at the end of the day is probably still going to be there for me, we're going to have to separate, because I've got to, like, have someone to lay, because I'm cold at night. That's unfortunate.
Those are a lot of those girls who, like, get into, you know, unfortunate situations.
Right.
Thank God she is under a good family,
right.
all of that, so that,
yeah.
you know, she has those morals and,
yeah.
and things, but she still is afraid.
Isn't
and,
that crazy?
Yeah.
yeah. Especially for her being adopted at three days, and you would think it 3 days, you don't really know, like,
you don't know anything.
You don't know, so for yeah. her to still sort of carry that, I guess just growing up and asking her mom constantly, I want to be meet my birth mom.
Well, the idea that someone gave you up
yeah.
at
yeah.
birth.
Yeah.
Like, think about if someone just said,
yeah.
okay, I'm
Why?
Done with you.
Right.
If you had that in the back of your mind, obviously there's always going to be something there, just psychologically.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
I'm sure there's facts and,
right.
and statistics on that. Feel free to comment on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely. Please respond. If you maybe know someone personally who was an orphan, or if you yourself were one, tell us about what that's like.
And how it compares.
Yeah, yeah.
To the situation.
Yeah, definitely. So, we move on. We're going to move on to another topic. EJ and the singles mixer, just going for fun. Have you guys ever been to, like, a speed dating?
No.
I've never been either.
No.
I don't think I could do that.
I'm still
but
afraid
I
of online dating. Like, I can't even
really?
Do that.
No Tinder?
No Tinder.
Yeah.
My friends keep trying to convince me to try it, but I'm just like, eh.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I did it. I did Tinder just to see, like, what was out there. But, you know, I didn't really, at the time, I didn't even know it was for hookup. I didn't know that.
You thought it was, like, real relationship?
I mean, because I'm like, I don't,
oh.
however so many. Any X amount of people. Not all of them are looking for a hookup, though.
I mean, some people do
right?
get lucky. Don't get me wrong. Some people do get lucky.
I think all guys are looking for a hookup,
I mean,
until it works out for
now.
A long time.
I feel like a guy is going to be a guy where it's like, okay, if she's looking for a hookup, I'll give her a hookup. But if she's looking for something serious, we'll see if it works out. And if it doesn't, we're moving.
Something better
left.
Comes along.
Like,
yeah.
Swipe left.
Yeah,
slide
swipe
to the left.
You know what I mean? So they go to the singles mixer. And what were some crazy events that you guys remember, other than let's bring in Sanaz.
Jeez.
Everybody gets a D. There were so many guys. So many guys.
You get a D. I loved
EJ was Oprah for
I
that moment.
I loved it. I was like, and honestly, he was like, he said there was a D in the middle of the table. He said that.
What?
Yeah, he said there was a... He said every table, every center...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, I was looking at the table in the scene like, what?
Maybe he said, it was set a guy blurred. At every table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did every it was blurred and people it is an E show.
Yeah. So remember, this is where we kind of get introduced more so to Sanaz's personality.
Well, earlier in that episode too.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the lingerie shop.
True. And then also, you know, her attitude's pretty prevalent.
Yeah, and this is where I felt, well, for me, this is one of the most prevalent like scenes where it was like, you're at a singles mixer.
You're
not the only woman here.
Exactly.
And if you're not feeling him and he's not feeling you, you don't need to leave. You don't need to make a scene. Like, okay, I'm going to let y'all know right now. Like, Sanaz, if you're watching the show, we would love to have you on.
Love to.
We're not going to make it into a therapy session or anything, but we do think that there's some things that you might want to, you know, just focus on a little bit. Like, I think there's some insecurities there.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you call yourself a princess to everyone, first off, there's some issues. So we know that there's issues there.
Right.
But the thing is that she immediately jumped down that guy's throat. Mm-hmm. Immediately, you know, when he said something that she could have felt hurt her feelings, similar to, like, Bianca a little bit. I feel like I got that, like, vibe. But...
Oh, I did, too.
Yeah, like, a little Bianca vibe.
Yeah, but she was worse.
Oh, yeah.
She was doing the most of the most of the most. That was so funny. Was that Kyle?
That was Kyle, yeah.
Right. But with this girl, I mean, notice that she had to reassure and say how bad she didn't like this guy to everyone.
Do you remember the one Persian? Yeah, it was exactly. Like, she has to have people on her side. Otherwise, it's like, what's wrong with you? Why do you want to be here?
Yeah.
Just...
It's like the mean girl, but like... I don't understand it.
So I will kind of defend her a little bit. I do understand how she misunderstood what he said, because we were talking about it earlier. From the caption, it looked like the difference in word was one letter. So she might have heard... She heard one thing, but he said something different.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
So I can understand her initial reaction. But then to be as dismissive as she was and just be like, okay, I'm done with this guy. And then to go around to everybody else and say, like, this is the worst thing and I hate it.
Like, this is so lame. Why are we here? Like, you came. It was a singles mixer.
And you can go.
And it's for fun.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you don't really take it that serious. It's just to meet some people.
Right.
Well, let's bring this back, though, to her hating on that girl in the lingerie shop.
Oh, Rachel.
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she immediately...
So mean.
Well, immediately she, you know, put her down. She immediately wanted to make herself feel higher up.
Mm-hmm.
So then when she went to this mixer, and she obviously has self-esteem issues.
It's definitely.
Very clear.
Yeah.
But so they're sitting there, and she says, oh, he wants basics. Go to the blonde with the, you know... I'm like, wait, what? That poor girl didn't do anything to get dragged in.
Yeah.
You know, and she just brings
that.
It around.
I really hate people like that. And it's one of those things where it's like, is this because the camera light's on and you see that little red dot and you're like, let me do the most? Or are you like really and truly this rude for no reason? Like, these girls, if anything, are trying to be cool with you.
I feel like she's like that.
Yeah. I feel like she's like that.
And I feel like the reason that EJ might not see it is because she doesn't necessarily
act that way with him.
Yeah, she doesn't need anything from him like that. She just wants friendship from him.
Girl.
But with like other guys or even other friends, she kind of wants all the attention on her.
True.
Yeah.
True.
She feeds, like, I don't know. I feel like her and EJ right now in this time are at the same level. Mm-hmm. So there's no competition. There's no real.
Yeah. But is there? Because they dated the same guy.
Mm.
Remember, that's,
I don't know,
that's how they said
maybe,
like, they met
each other. Okay.
Yeah,
maybe they didn't. Wait, they met each other that way?
That's how they apparently.
No, I thought she was sitting down and she was in a jacket and he was like, oh, who's that doing the most?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
But they found out that they were dating the same guy.
Okay, so they found out they were dating the same guy.
That's so crazy.
Wait, I've made a couple friends that way. Believe it or not, I have actually made friends. That I was like, oh, you're dating my boyfriend. Interesting. How many other boyfriends?
A couple people?
Yeah.
Thank God that's never happened.
No, it's never happened to me.
Trust me. I mean, I was 16. It's like, literally.
Oh, well, yeah. We're all dating them.
Yeah.
No, this is a story for another time. They weren't in high school. So anyway,
yeah.
Before we get personal, this whole thing, I just feel like at a point, there's going to be a moment where he goes, wow, I really see your true colors and how you're coming across to not only me, but everyone else.
Right.
So right now, it works, but personalities like that, I feel like, don't get too far with a lot of people and end up alone.
I think he saw a little bit in the conversation that she had with Kyle at the end of the third episode.
Yes.
And how Kyle was like, I don't even understand where this is coming
from. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you have an issue, address it.
Yeah, it was a little messy going a little earlier in that episode when Sanaz was in the studio with Drew and Alex, and Drew was messy and like saying, oh, well, this is what Kyle said about you. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't have to do that.
Right.
I mean, I understand you want to be like a friend and tell her what's going on.
Right.
But there's probably another way that you can do it.
Of course.
But
yeah. And one thing that just made me think, like, you know, people dating people who date the opposite and the same sex.
If you guys
like, okay, let's just say, I guess, say, okay, how EJ was actually talking about, you know, to a therapist about transitioning. How do you feel if you were talking to a guy and he, do you feel like do you have a right to know that he used to be a different sex?
First off, me personally,
yeah.
I know for sure that they aren't women.
You can tell?
Especially, you know, muscle, facial hair, certain things, I guess you can tell.
Yeah.
But I think everyone should know what they're getting into mm-hmm. in the beginning, always.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, what, I don't know, just anything.
Right.
I feel like you should know.
Right, right.
All things on the table.
And EJ said, like, you know, to his therapist, like, you know, I don't know if I want to transition or not. And it made me think, like, I feel like society, and, you know, he even said himself, he's like, I don't want to be put in a box.
Exactly.
But everyone's asking me, so now I feel like, should I consider even answering this question for myself? Like,
I wonder what the community, you know, think about
all
of that. Because they say you're born that way, and if you're born that way, then okay.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, it's so true, though. Come on, we're minorities. We know how it is to be literally put in a box because it helps people understand better. Well, it's just like anything else. Like, you have a job. Oh, you work in the medical field. Now I have an understanding of your personality and what you're interested in. So I'm just like, why? I love how he broke it down. Like, sometimes I want to dress in a dress, but, and I feel like EJ does it so well. Like, not necessarily saying that he has a balance of masculinity with femininity when he wears, you know, maybe predominantly male worn outfit or not, but I feel like he does a great way of just showing his regular personality, but making it about fashion, making it about art. I love it. And I don't see why he should. Do you guys think that he should even consider this question, or if he should even decide to transition so that it maybe would be easier on him to wear these?
No.
I don't think so either. I don't think he needs to even ask
I don't think he was saying he doesn't. That's not something he's considering. That's not something that he wants to
do. Right.
He is being EJ, and I actually had a conversation with my dad about this.
Okay.
And he was trying to conclude that EJ was one way, and I'm like, EJ is a man who wears women's clothing.
Yeah.
That's who he is. He's EJ.
I mean,
EJ.
I
he's
Drew
not
dress too.
This. He's not that. He's EJ.
Yeah.
And he and Kyle were talking, and they were saying, when we go into the department store and we see, and we have to walk past all these women's clothes, we're supposed to not say, hey, that looks cute, let me try that on.
Right.
They're supposed to ignore fashion when that is what they want in their lives. Like, that's just, I don't
absolutely
think that's right.
No, I agree 100% with you.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, I prefer dress over anything always. So, I mean, I get it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just, you know, if you're feeling it, then feel it.
Yeah, and he does it. I just feel like he does it so well.
But, I mean, back in the day, who was it? Oh, God, I'm going to hate this later. But she was the first woman to wear, huge movie star, to wear pants. And it's like,
not Audrey Hepburn.
Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah.
Catherine Hepburn.
Is that her last name?
Hepburn, yeah. Or wait. Oh, God. Anyway.
Let us know, guys. Yeah.
It's so bad. But she was the first woman to wear pants, and they're like, well, are you a lesbian? No, she wasn't. You know, she
was, and that's what I was trying to say.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And with with fashion, I think fashion, art in general, anything artistic and creative, it is creativity. It's from your soul. Expression. It's unapologetic. It's you can't label it. It's no. That's why people spend so much money on the most unique paintings, because they know that when they walk past it every day, they're going to see something different. They're going to have a new appreciation for it. And I think that he's like that walking, you know...
art.
Literally, yeah. Literally. Like, he had on, I don't know if you guys saw the sweater-like dress. It was like a sweater-like dress, but he had it over like some pants. Like, I would never think of anything like that, but it worked for him.
Oh, when they were looking at sunglasses?
I think so.
And it had, like, the cutout
shoulders.
Yes,
and it was like this. Yeah, yes, yeah. I love that. I was like, wow. Like, it was a dress, but I would have thought it was made for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you think about it, okay, let's be real. There's a lot of designers, high fashion designers, who are gay and they're males, but they do women's clothing amazingly. You know what I mean? And they because so many men, you know, appreciate their aesthetic, they're like, well, what could you do for menswear? And so they keep that aesthetic. They're reinventing what male clothing should be. And there's a lot of even overseas literally wear dresses, and it's normal now. What we see as a dress, flowy, it's not the stereotypical dress, but it's a cloth that goes down to your knees, you know, right. And maybe pants underneath, and it's the norm, you know. Yeah. What I mean? So I think it's all about perception, and it's unfortunate that we live in a society that's like, well, we're gonna need you to define yourself so that we can understand you better.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like,
we have
you
to
don't need to understand
get
me.
This.
We
have to I put like you to in wear a box. Everything.
Yeah. Right, right.
And he has a penis. Yeah. And he likes to do wear a dress. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And we can live with it.
Right. And I think honestly, I feel like EJ did such a good job at, you know, like making that clear and being like confident in it. You know? He's and so confident.
What I like to say is, if it doesn't affect my health or my money,
right.
It's none of my business.
Right.
Point blank period.
What she said.
Right.
If he wants to wear a dress one day, if you want to wear pants, if somebody wants to wear a cockatoo costume.
As long as you look good, I'm going to be like, listen, you look good.
If you can walk outside with it, shoot, go for it.
Right.
That's always been my idea of fashion. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what you think.
Right.
My mom always said to me, she goes, you're never going to see any of these people again. So,
there
but that was before paparazzi's and pictures. But you know, we'll just.
Right.
I still have that motto in my mind.
Yeah,
I just think it's part of the times.
It's just a way to live, because, come on, you die alone. You're born alone. You die alone. Why are you trying to live through somebody else? No, do your own thing. And I'm happy that this is a show where you can see that as an example, because we all have in some sort of way feel like we've had to label ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's a great you know example to the world. So moving forward, EJ wants to blaze his own path. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to, you know, be under his dad's. He doesn't want to be known as Magic Johnson's son. So he's deciding to, you know, invest in his own fashion, you know, fashion line. He doesn't really exactly know what he wants to do.
There you go.
But
he first
kind of tried to get more of an idea of where to focus by meeting that designer
Laquan,
who I absolutely love. I actually found him on Instagram, and it's Laquan Smith, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes, I found him on Instagram, and I was just like in love with his clothing. And then he, you know, not everybody gets to have a meeting with a huge fashion designer. So his friend Kyle hooks him up and was like, listen, I got you. I run a consulting company. Let's, you know, talk about this. You know, he can give you some pointers. And he finds out that you can't buy your way, quote unquote, you cannot buy your way into this industry. It's not one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, you can look great and dress well, but selling is a different point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Fashion in LA is very, very different than I've ever seen. I mean, I haven't traveled the world with fashion or anything
like that,
but I can clearly tell that, I mean, downtown LA is all fashion designers. If they want to make a t-shirt line, they make a t-shirt line, and it's successful.
Right.
I mean, it's like, if you know the right person, if you can get your shirt in the right celebrity's bag, if you're on Miley Cyrus, you're set.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
no.
Like, it's one of those things. In New York, it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ballgame. It's like, no, top.
Really?
Like, we're not,
Like, who have you worked with?
Yeah.
What experience do you
that's
have?
Awesome. It doesn't matter.
It's very serious.
It doesn't matter. Who, you have a shirt, t-shirt line?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you sell it on Etsy. I don't get it. Right. You know, it's just one of those things.
And that's probably why EJ wanted to go to NYC. Yeah. I'm now realizing that because he wanted to be taken seriously amongst the real fashion community versus, well, you grew up in LA. Everybody knows you. So if you started one here, of course you're going to be successful. I think he wants to prove so badly that he can do it. But I think they, just like you said, Laquan actually gave him that advice that use your connections.
Always.
Me, you, and you, we know this. It's all about your network. There's a quote that says, your network is your net worth. So, I mean, that is it. And he's got it. You already are at the fashion shows, and he actually, what did he, said that he was, he ran somebody's Snapchat. Like, he's already got
What did he, or a magazine? He volunteered at a magazine. Who did he interview with?
That was for an LGBT interview though.
Oh, I thought it was at a magazine.
Oh, actually, the was it the first or the second episode? He was. He came in and it was like a surprise, like pop up show. Oh my goodness! But yeah,
you guys can comment. There's just been so many episodes.
We're already on the third episode.
We're doing all three episodes. Yes. It's a lot. Yes, it's
But that interview that he had with the two people, Steve and the woman's name started with a D, I can't remember, but it was so awkward because he didn't exactly know what he wanted to do.
Yes,
he had
okay.
no game plan.
So
when
now,
he
yes.
in.
So then he, of course, gets to this interview, and you can even tell by you. I'm assuming it was like the executive of the magazine. Yes, it was a magazine. He comes in and he's like, you can clearly tell the female was maybe an assistant or something, kind of just getting him prepped for the interview. And he walks in and he's like, how can I help you today? And he's like, well, you know, I just moved to New York and I'm really into fashion and I want to get in. And he's like, I actually interned here before, which is, you know, my thing is like, if you intern somewhere, then you know about the company, which means you know how you can contribute to the company if you're now getting an interview with the executive. But for someone who interned with them and doesn't really know where they want to focus, that's,
and going into an interview.
Yeah, that's not good. And now, unfortunately, it's on national TV that you don't really know what you want to do. So if people, I don't want to put this, you know, I hope it doesn't happen to him, but people could either, you know, reach out and say, hey, I can hook you up and really just take advantage because you don't know where you want to go. And that's the number one way that people are used and abused.
Yeah.
They don't know.
You have a small window.
Right.
And I mean, they always say, come up with your 10-second pitch.
Right.
What do you do?
Right.
What do you want to do? How can you help me? How can I help you?
Right.
Done.
Right.
You know, it's that simple. Yeah. I think that goes across any hard industry.
Right.
I mean, we have this hard industry.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's, oh, I really want to be this. I really want to be a Kardashian and want to be paid in existence.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
How can you help?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't understand how you make a literally move to New York for fashion, get an apartment, do up your apartment.
Episode. Think about the people who come to LA.
Right.
I want to be an actress.
Right.
Okay, great. You get your headshots, you get your apartment,
right.
And then they're like, so what plays have you been in? Oh, I've never been in plays. I've never worked before.
Yeah,
what
you
do you mean?
Do the work.
It's like, what classes have you taken? It's the same thing.
But exactly. I think he also needs to lock down what he needs to do. Like we saw on Rich Kids when he had a meeting with his, I want to say, a talent manager. He didn't know then, and that was probably months ahead of time. So at some point, you have to lock down what you want to do. Okay, you want to be in fashion. Where in fashion do you want to be? Design? Do you want to actually construct garments? Where do you want to go?
Well, he had, and the thing is also, you know, he did the nail polish.
Yeah.
We found out about that, which I thought that was a cute, he's really great at, you know, EJ is literally known for his sayings.
Branding.
And it came, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You came up with, what was the name?
Jaden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We did the after show.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. I love that. It's like, okay, so maybe the introduction to it was on the show, but now you got to push it. Get all your friends to wear it. Get all your friends to like take photos with you about it. That's the most important part.
Well, look at Kylie Jenner. I mean, she's the queen of it.
Right.
How many times have we seen her lip kit
everywhere?
And now it's like she's made so much money. It's the same thing. So, I mean, and she comes from a rich family.
Use your following. Yeah. Use your following. And it's like, and that'll help you realize, okay, I did this. It wasn't so successful. I did this. It was successful. I want to go ahead and move forward with this. But it's so important, you guys. If you guys have dreams for things, focus. Mm-hmm. When you know what you want to do, then you'll be able to call it out. Then you'll know, I don't really have time for this, or I do have time for that.
I think it's the J-Lo syndrome. Like, everyone sees, oh, wow, she's a mogul.
Right.
And she just, you know.
Yeah. It's like, he walked in the office like, I know what I want to look like. I want to be in the light, but I don't know how to get there. And I'm hoping you can help me. Like, no, sir, we're not ready to invest. We're not ready to make an offer.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not.
There's no offer.
Yeah, what are we offering?
What are we talking about here?
And you could tell every question, he was very polite about it, you know, but every question was like, and so what do you want to do?
Wasting their time. Yeah. He's wasting time. They don't care who you are. They have a business to run. They have a magazine to put out.
Right.
Either you have something for them or you don't.
Right. And it's unfortunate because there's so many people like, the reason why he got that interview, I don't know why, but I'm assuming it's because he clearly had ties to be able to do that. There's people who would kill for 5 minutes. Let me just talk to you for 5 minutes.
See, that's the thing.
You know what
thing.
I mean? So like,
that's
don't, when you get those opportunities, go hard.
Yeah, don't waste.
Don't
I feel like he feels like they will always come.
Yeah.
And
he's
until
a little
they
too
don't.
Used to the privilege that he just doesn't put effort in. And let's be real, that's what it is. But hopefully we'll find out like throughout the season that he does find a focus because it's so important.
I hope at the end of the season we can walk into a store and see the EJ brand. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't even know if I want him to be there yet, though. I want him to actually put in the work. I want him to learn.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably, I don't remember what he went to school for, but I want him to take the path that other stars or fashion designers took. Like,
started
for
from
an
the bottom.
Example, Mary-Kate and Ashley, their first fashion line was in Walmart. And now they have a very well-respected line that they have, or brand. A couple of brands, I think, they have.
Right.
But they put the work in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's the thing. He's never going to be Mary-Kate and Ashley in the sense of he started from the bottom. Like, they didn't start off as billionaires. They were literally the youngest billionaires or the youngest producers ever. Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Producers.
Yes. They were definitely, I mean, they definitely made history with their success. So he's starting from, you know, already sort
the
of
middle.
Having, yeah.
The
so
middle.
So he, but there's still work to be done.
Absolutely.
Clearly. We're seeing that you have all of these high people, you know, in within your network, within your reach. Just, I don't know, maybe he just needs a mentor. Just needs a mentor because I don't see... I would die for that. You know, I wouldn't die, literally.
Who should be his mentor? I feel like Kimora Lee Simmons or something like
that. But he needs someone that's going to, like, help him find his own brand.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at how Kimora did it, though. She had baby fat, but then now she has, I think it's KLS. Which
I love
is,
KLS.
I mean...
It's under appreciated, for sure.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, it's so high-end.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, I feel like there's so many people who have put in the work. And, you know, whether they come from privilege or not... It's irrelevant.
Right.
You still have to do that work.
Right.
And I think he will. I think that, you know, he'll
he's
keep going.
Find it.
And he definitely has to find it. I mean, he's 24 or something.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean.
But he's got a platform, not only with the show, but with his social media. So all he has to do, it's really simple. Figure out where you want to focus for now. We all have different things we could see ourselves putting our hands in, different
paths.
But if you can figure out what you want, what would it look like? Really
understand. The first step.
Yeah.
The first
step.
Starting point.
Really understand vividly what that looks like. We've all had a dream. We knew what it looked like. We didn't know how to get there, but we knew what we wanted to see in the end.
Mm-hmm. And it's still gone.
Yes, exactly. And once you're clear about it, I think it'll help you focus more. So let's move on.
Moving on.
Yes. So, Elise, Lisa's friend Maya, who models, has the boyfriend Trash.
That's what I'm calling him. That's
with
what I'm calling
two
him.
S's.
Not calling him Nick. Calling him Trash.
He's Trash.
Trash with two S's.
Yes.
And literally,
how creative? How creative, right?
Huh. The name apparently came from the fact that people called him Trash, so he just adopted the name. So. For me, I'm just like, So
that's
that
a good
by
rationalization.
So I'm like, so that by definition means that you don't see anything wrong with someone calling you a slut, a whore, a bitch, and you're just like, whatever, I'll adopt that name because if that's what you want to call me, then that's what I'll be known for.
That's exactly
even
what it is.
Even though you don't, you know that it's not a respectable word.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It sounds to me, and this is me totally like a stab in the dark, like it sounds to me that she too has some, you know, it may be insecurities or, you know, just really wants a relationship.
Major.
Because you came from, clearly you came from, you know what a respectable person looks like, and you want this relationship badly. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that that's like
what,
a short...
What do you guys think about, like, you know, that where that's going to go and the fact, you know, she's bringing him to introduce to her mom. She really wants to make it work. Her sister
says
that they're...
To the left.
Her sister says that, you know, he's kind of, like, how does he really have an income? Oh, he's an artist. Which, we know artists.
We're all artists.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very supportive of independent people trying to make it. I get it. Like, he has a brand. At least he knows what his focus is.
Good point.
You know what I'm
saying? Silver lining.
Yes, he has a focus. So I respect that, but she needs to know, where is this gonna... Like, where's the... You know, you're almost following Elisa, where the family might be like, listen.
I think she's doing it for a reaction, to be honest. I mean...
From her family?
Yeah. I don't think that.
I don't know. If her family didn't care, then, like...
Oh, yeah.
What does it matter?
Oh, she already knew her family didn't care because she's not dating him in secret. She's introducing him. Yeah. She knew her family's like, well, you're... But she said it was her first boyfriend.
Yeah. Despite him calling himself trash, I kind of do think... that he's a nice guy. I think
sure.
there's something about him that is genuine, and no matter how much they want him to be an opportunist, I think there's something about him that's genuine.
Okay.
I do, however, think when Maya was talking to her mom and Lyric was saying, well, you know, this isn't gonna last. I tweeted, I was like, you know, that's just gonna add months to their relationship.
Ah, exactly.
That's just gonna make her want to stay
that's
with
what
him
I mean.
More.
That's what I mean
yeah.
by that reaction.
Really true, yeah. No,
right.
That makes sense.
That, like, if they didn't care, like, okay, whatever, then I'm sure she would have gotten over it in, like,
it's so crazy.
15 minutes.
That's so true, because I think, for me especially, but I don't know about you guys, every single person that I've met, if they feel like you're doubting, then they put... Have you guys watched The Housewives?
Extra.
Almost every housewife.
Into it, yeah.
It's like, I need you to love my man, and so we can all be a big, happy family, you know?
Yeah, we're all just really messed up.
Girl, I just think, just previewing next episode, I think she's going to admit to him that she kissed somebody else, so there might be a timer on it anyway.
Exactly,
so it might
exactly.
be done.
Fingers crossed. I don't like him. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, she doesn't like Anthony. She
I don't
said
like,
at the after show for Rich Kids, she doesn't like trash.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody likes that. I don't like think anybody likes trash, but you know what I mean,
the person. Yeah, this is trash.
Yeah.
Oh, like, cute. Like, are you going
to
have that embroidered in all
fair,
your stuff?
To be fair, they call him Nick. I just refuse to call him Nick.
I'll never call
if you
him Nick.
Be, if you want to be trash, I'm going to call you trash.
And yeah, I think he's getting a kick out of the fact that we're literally saying his name like a 50 million times. So I'm sure he's fine with being called trash. Have we heard his music, though?
No.
Is his music trash?
They were shooting his music video, right?
Yeah.
We heard like a 2 seconds of it. I didn't hear enough.
I mean,
to
cute. I can shoot one too. Yeah. It's like,
I mean, from the little 2 seconds, and I'm just saying from 2 seconds, you know, judging by 2 seconds, it didn't sound bad to me.
Okay. All right. Maybe we should check it out. Maybe that's
we'll
our
more.
Next intro song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
and if you think about it, the most unique looks are usually like the most attention grabbing. I mean, Kanye West literally made famous rips in clothes.
Yeah.
Rips in clothes.
That's a whole different.
Yeah,
you know
we
I mean?
Can talk forever.
Yeah, literally. So, I don't know. What do you guys think about some of the other friends?
I feel like there are too many.
Like Kyle.
There's a lot. I like it, though. I like it.
Yeah. I do like Kyle. Kyle really stood out to me. And you know how they said, they actually said that Kyle... was it Elisa? Somebody said that they think that, you know, oh, he wasn't initially a friend. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Another one of EJ's friends that grew up with him said that, you know, Kyle just kind of got in, and apparently they didn't like each other in the beginning.
No.
Yeah, right.
Which makes
sense, though, to me. It's like two fabulous, you know, queens coming at each other.
But
I thought that
EJ said that he liked him, but Kyle didn't. Like, Kyle couldn't stand EJ.
No, I think they didn't like each other.
They didn't
the
like
beginning.
Each other. He goes, oh, croc, peep, toe, whatever
right.
thing he had.
Like, cute.
And he was like, cute,
yeah.
and then walked away. I mean, I think a lot of those people judge each other straight off the bat. Right. And then if they're in the same circle, then they continue to maybe be friends. Well, I love them together.
And they find out they have a lot in common. Like, they're... Right. They even said that they're, like, the same person.
Yeah.
So, you hate sometimes what you are. Yeah. So...
But I don't see why he would... I don't see why he would need... EJ for a come up anyway. Like, he spoke about his consulting company, and it seemed pretty successful. He name dropped. He dressed Beyonce, I believe.
Oh, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Yeah. Like, well, Laquan did. Oh, I think he connected them. I think he connected. I think
he's the consultant. Probably more important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
And that's okay to have, whatever, you're a friend who's fabulous, who I also can help you if you need me. Like, I don't see that as, like, using, unless it was, like, you initially came that way, and I don't see why he would need EJ versus... Like, come on now, Laquan Smith, like...
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it's a need basis. It's
I really love Kyle. I love his attitude. I love the way he speaks. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's one of those people who understands a brand, and I think he's going to be very beneficial for EJ in finding his brand, finding where he wants to focus in his business. He's a consultant.
You need friends that lift you up.
Right. Yeah. He's got the right friends around him. We don't know about... Not Snob.
We like Drew. We've talked about Drew.
We like Drew.
Drew is the boy bander. The white guy who was sick, who was in the hospital.
Yes, yes. Yeah. What did you guys think about him in the studio?
Well, all right. And so...
we can do that, too. Anyway.
Let's continue. But...
We love him, though. Yes. I love him. I will go to his concert.
Right. Yeah. Support. No, I loved him, too. And I thought it was so sweet that his dad... helped him. Kidney. Yeah, definitely.
That's, oh, my God.
That whole story.
That was great.
I mean, there's some powerful stories going on in the first three episodes. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm loving it. If there's anything else that you guys want to add, I think...
Well, predictions.
Yes, right? Let's get into predictions.
Yes.
Ooh,
flashing lights. I like it.
Oh, and it's pink.
Yes.
It's different. It's
very fitting.
Okay.
Wait, you right now, like, it's like you're
blonde. Really?
Yeah, with the pink and everything.
You.
Yeah. And then you got the headgear on. I love it.
Thank you so much. I love it. Thank you. Doing the absolute most.
But
so what are you guys' predictions for the next episode?
I actually don't know. I want to see where it's going to go with Maya and Trash, just because I want to see how he's going to respond.
Right.
I think that'll be very telling of who he is, if he's after it just for, like, the come up, or if he's really into her.
Right.
So that's the only thing that I have to look forward to.
I don't know. I don't know. I think, like, I'm really hoping that, you know... Alisa and EJ, we see their relationship blossom a little bit more, like, become a little bit closer, and she trusts him more, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like since the whole relationship with Anthony ended, she went out with him, you know, to lunch and spoke to him about, you know, really letting him know how she really felt about the relationship. I'm hoping that she'll open up with him more and understand that he's only there to help her, not to hurt her or try to mess up her relationship.
Right.
So, and to bounce off that just a second, EJ in the therapy was saying he's not very vulnerable. So maybe him breaking down those walls that he lives within as well.
Yeah, yeah,
so maybe
absolutely.
It's a growing point for both of them.
Yeah, I would love to see him become more vulnerable, especially if you want to... I mean, it's kind of a strong suit. Some people would say it's a strong suit for business to be kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, not as
standoffish.
Sensitive. Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, I think it makes a person... I just feel like it makes a person more genuine and trusting if you know that they're a little bit more open and...
Yeah. Well, someone who grew up like that, you can't be genuine and trusting a lot of the time, I feel like. You know, I mean, if you're in the limelight always...
Yeah.
If your dad's Magic Johnson...
True.
You're kind of... True. I mean, I'm not sure if they taught him to, you know, just be careful who your friends are.
Right.
Or, you know, just that kind of thing. I think that mindset sits with a lot of people. So there's a lot of issues.
Yes.
But... And we're here to talk about them.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see where this show goes, because I really like it. And I didn't know if I'd like it at first. I saw, you know, obviously we saw the three episodes, but I think that it's hard to do predictions because, right. one, it's such an early show.
Right.
And two, it's so much growing happening and so, like, so many different relationships and a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think that it's going to be a busy season.
Oh,
and
yes.
I don't think it's really going to be a show that's, like, slow.
Exactly.
Ever.
Yes.
I think it's, there's always, like,
surprises.
Okay, in the past three episodes, how many breakups has there been? how many fights, how many attitudes shade has been thrown,
yes.
to multiple different people?
Real life moments.
Yeah. Real, like, deep, I mean, yes. with Drew and Alyssa, yes. like, their stories are mm-hmm. heavy. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're gonna even, you know, get to know these people
and
more.
It's got to be the same producers probably as Rich Kids.
Because it's Jennifer Garner.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stop. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm excited to see them go on trips because that's kind of a trend with Rich Kids.
Yes. Oh my God.
That's going to be a great way. Hopefully, imagine Sanaa's on any trip.
Oh, I love it. I'm
Miami,
so excited.
Miami, wherever you want to, like, any trip. But yes, I think it's going to be awesome. If you guys have some predictions, definitely comment below. Let us know. We're going to be on YouTube. Until next time, we will be back next Wednesday at 4 p.m. And
you can find us.
Yes, you better find us. You better look and follow us and comment and talk to us. We love to respond. We want to hear your feedback on the show and you know, what you want to see. My name is Kalima. You can find me at Kalima Music Art Wisdom. And you all?
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
I'm Erica Shannon. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby and on Instagram at Miss Airy Baby LA. Yeah.
Until then, follow AfterBuzz TV, and we'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.